Today, I'm going to talk about intimate connections and dynamic moments. So by a show of hands, I'm wondering, how many of you here feel fairly confident when you talk and connect to new people? I mean, we're at TED Talks, you should feel pretty confident, right? Right? All right, I'm going to put your skills into action. At this time, I'd like to ask you all to stand up. Yeah. Stand up and turn to the left or right of you. Introduce your name and share a few details about yourself.
This is what...
Okay, cut! Now, if you were my actors, and I was your director, and I asked you right now to kiss the person you just talked to, could you do that? Okay. Okay, maybe not. Good thing you're not actors. Please have a seat. Thank you. So, as an actress for the past 18 years, that's what I had to do. I would go to set, I would meet my new acting partner, and we would connect. We would flirt, we would talk, we would get angry, we'd fight, and then we might have to kiss on set, even though I've never had a relationship prior to this acting partner. And as an acting coach, I got to develop new techniques and help other actors learn how to connect if they were having trouble to connect. And then, as a director, having just directed my first feature, GGMM, shameless plug, I know, I'm so proud of it, but I had to direct the actors how to have these intimate connections, take after take, as if it's the first time. Every time we shoot it. So as you can see, this art and this skill of intimate connections and dynamic moments is crucial for my line of work. So let's talk about it. Intimate connections. Intimacy. I looked it up. The Cambridge Dictionary states, it's a situation in which you have a close relationship or sexual relationship with another person. I looked up other websites. This one was interesting. It said, intimacy. In-to-me-see. I thought, okay, I dig it. So intimacy, the ability to look into another, to see them for who they truly are, and to open our hearts for the other to see truly who we are. So for the topic of my TED Talks today, when I refer to intimate connections, I'm talking not just about sexual or romantic connections. I'm talking about the emotional connection between two human beings and the ability to really look deep and understand, look with the intent to see and understand, not with the intent to reply, and to open our hearts to do the same, to be vulnerable and do the same. So now that I shared with you that definition, how about we feel it? Yeah? I'm gonna ask you to stand up again. Yes! All right. I love this crowd participation. You have no choice. All right, so I want you to turn back to your partner. Now, we're not going to need to talk to each other this time. We're just gonna get intimate. Yes, don't be afraid. Now, I want you to look deep into the person's eyes in front of you with an intent to connect or at least try to finish this exercise. Okay, there should be no talking, right? No talking. You don't have to look at me. Please don't look at me. Notice your body language. Are your shoulders facing your partner's shoulders? Are your hands uncrossed? Are they by your hips? All right, just stare at your partner's eyes. Now, one person, please raise their hand out of the partner. Congratulations, you're person A. All right? So person A, you can go ahead and put your hand down. You don't have to look at me, don't worry, just hear my voice. Now person A, I want you to share a compliment or a few that you notice about person B, but not through your words. Just think them in your mind. Compliment the person in front of you. It could be a nice shirt, could be a nice smile. Okay, I want person B to thank them, not by words, in their eyes, and think of a nice compliment that they would like to share about person A standing in front of them that they've noticed. All right, so now we feel a little bit more comfortable. Please keep your eyes connected. Now we're gonna share a little bit more. I want person A to think of your biggest accomplishment so far, what you're so proud of. And I want you to share that to person B across from you through your eyes and your thoughts. Great. Now I want person B to do the same, to share with person A their biggest accomplishment, achievement so far that makes them so happy and proud. Great. Now that we got comfortable to share a bit with each other, I want person A to think of their deepest, of a situation in which they felt very disappointed or they felt they failed, that they regret. Thank you for sharing. And I want person B to share back a situation in which they felt deep regret, or disappointment, or felt like a failure. Cut. If you feel comfortable, give your partner a hug. And have a seat. There was moments, those moments when you felt so focused on your partner, it's those moments when you were not thinking about yourself at all. You were not thinking about where you're gonna have dinner tonight. You're not thinking about what stress you have to do with work. You probably even forgot that you were at a TED Talks. It's those moments when me standing up here, I could feel the emotional change in the room. I could feel when you were sharing these happy thoughts. I could feel the energy. And I could definitely feel it when the mood changed and it got sad. Even though I'm not even standing next to you. And I could feel that energy when the whole room as a whole focused on that emotion. So powerful. And it's those moments that me as a director, that us filmmakers, we love those moments. We shoot and we get the actors so that we can capture those moments and collect them and edit them and make them into a movie. And that's why you moviegoers, you go to the movies to buy a ticket to watch actors on the big screen, to watch their connections that they are, their intimate connections and dynamic moments that they're having with one another on the big screen. You watch it because you want to feel it. You want to get lost into it and focus all your energy on what you see in front of you. But isn't it odd that these actors are only just performing? They're inspired by real moments in real life. They're inspired by real love in real life. They're inspired by real arguments or fights or sadness. When I coach or direct two actors on set on how to have an intimate connection, a real moment, when they're focused entirely on the other and not on themselves, it's no different from me asking all of you to stand up right now and focus all your energy on the person standing in front of you. Art imitates life. And so us filmmakers, that's what we want to do. We want to recreate those human connecting moments and capture it so you can watch and you can feel alive and feel human. Actually, the exercise I've had you do is the same one I have my actors do on the first day of our acting technique workshop classes, because it demonstrates the basic principle of acting, which is listening and reacting. Actors must listen and react to one another. It's very simple, because reacting is acting. The title of my TED Talk's topic today is Kiss and Tell, the Art of Intimate Connections. So I'm going to take you through, using the principle of listening and reacting, on how you could potentially have a dynamic moment. So for instance, let's say during this TED Talk's break, right, someone comes up to me, or someone comes up to you, and they say, hey, what do you think of that TED Talks? And if I'm busy because I'm looking around the room, or I'm hungry, or I'm not really focused, I'm texting on my phone, I'm going to answer, oh yeah, it was great, it was really interesting. And that's it. But let's say I actually was intentively watching him, listening to him. I would understand that he perhaps would like to talk to me further. So I might respond, oh, it was great. It was very interesting. And then he might feel the courage from my reaction to him. Because we're human beings, we never say what we really mean. We think what we really want to think, and we say things that we feel are proper or need to be said in that moment. So then I might give him the courage, and he might graze my arm and just say, me too. And at the time, I'm focused on his graze on my arm, and I might walk a little bit further and closer. And then suddenly, he's coming close to me, and I could feel, because right now I am focusing all my energy on him at this moment, and my senses are intensified. So every touch and every word and every breath and every movement is magnified, right? And so he might come closer, and then maybe I can smell his cologne, and he suddenly can feel that I'm starting to get nervous, and I might stare down at his lips nervously, and then he might move in close, and then I feel his breath, and then he feels my lips, and then we kiss at a TED Talks. And we didn't even realize it. It's these moments. And I'm sure you can relate. That's what makes a first kiss so dynamic, right? It's definitely a moment when you're 100% focused, all of your energy on this person in front of you. And then, you know, as the relationship progresses, maybe you don't pay as much attention to those little moments and those little reactions. And maybe you don't react with full intent to be present. The power of the emotion, the power to connect, lies in simply focusing all your energy on the other person to delay your own thoughts of what you want to think so that you can get gratification in having a dynamic, honest, intimate moment. I would like to close the talk today with a suggestion of life should imitate art. I challenge you, the next time you're stuck in an uninteresting conversation or a so-so moment, I challenge you, stop, be aware. I'm having a boring moment. And then choose to focus all your energy on the person in front of you and really see them and try to understand the emotion of what they're trying to express. And I guarantee you, they will notice. They will feel the sudden change in your energy. And they will respond back and react back. And you may have an intimate connection. I thank you again for coming here and spending your afternoon with our TED Talks event today, and coming here to focus all your energy, to listen to all of our speakers today, and to me, just right now. And I wish you to know how much power you have to have your own intimate moments and your own intimate dynamic kisses. Thank you.